Hey guys, welcome to Team Building Exercise with these Jamokes. Coach from Family of Gamers 777 and Jake and Rob from the Dead Zone Podcast make some lists and talk about them. I guess you want to listen to them, but what do I know? And I'm Georgie the Goblin, and I'll be keeping these guys honest. Especially Jack. In this one, they're talking about the GCPS. Are we a part of this army? Oh wait, that's Warpath. Never mind. Stupid humans.
Welcome to another special edition of Team Building Exercise. This one is the newly minted GCPS. Yes, they're official. They are on the Mantic site. And you can get them for free. So please go there if you're interested in following along with the class. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
And we're here to build some teams for the GCPS. And as always, we do start with Jack. So please, Jack, what is your team for GCPS like?
Okay. Well, for the GCPDS, I started, my leader is Commissioner Gordon.
Now, I like it. Is it the female one from Dark Knight Returns? Or is it the, her name, she wasn't a Gordon though, I guess.
No, she wasn't Gordon. She was just Jim Gordon's replacement.
Yeah, I forget her name though.
From Gordon from the Gotham show.
Oh, you suck.
Oh. Okay. Well, no, that is obviously incorrect. That is.
It was all lies.
Wait. There we go.
Wait. Hold on. Wait, Rob.
Yes.
Rob, I don't know what to do anymore. You said you wouldn't mention Family of Gamers and Terrainaholic and anymore in Dead Zone the podcast, and now I'm sad.
That was Jack. That wasn't even me.
Oh, Jack, I don't know what to do anymore.
That is incorrect, actually, Georgie. I've gone out of my way to mention the fine folks at Family Gamers 777 and Terrainaholic, despite the fact that I was forbidden to.
Oh, Rob, I don't know what to do anymore.
Why was he forbidden?
Yeah, why were you forbidden?
He was verboten.
Yes.
He wasn't forbidden. We already talked about it.
So it was Rob's fault.
I think it's the fate's fault.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Georgie. We've let you know.
I'm just so mad, but you don't have to mention Tyler though.
No.
So it was bad not to mention Family Gamers and Terrainaholic, but it's okay not to mention Dread Pad Zone. How come?
Yeah, I don't like Tyler.
Oh. All right.
He saves on 11.
We can't get a Bill upset either.
No, we got to keep Bill on our good side, that's for sure.
I don't think you can get Bill upset.
No, I think that's a possibility.
No. All right, Georgie, hey, come here. Before you leave, do me a favor. Put your teeth out again. Put your teeth out. Okay, thanks, Georgie.
He's good for something.
Listen, not for nothing, Goblin have strong teeth.
That's a well-known fact.
Yeah, it's true. It's you know, I don't even know.
And he likes to eat the bottle caps anyway, so.
Good source of iron.
Actually, this might be copper, Rob.
Oh. In the Dead Zone future, everything's made of iron.
Yeah, well, this is not the Dead Zone future.
Oh, you've come back in time.
Do not question me.
She's getting a little ballsy lately.
Listen, that is a story for another time.
But I also don't think it would be copper. It's probably an aluminum.
I know what the metals taste like, Jack, okay? I don't want to get mad at you now.
Oh, okay.
I'm already mad at Rob.
But what else is new?
You're always mad at Rob.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, anything else, Georgie?
I wouldn't be mad at Rob if he wouldn't get me mad.
That...
I got you there, right?
You got me.
Excelsior!
So, Jack.
In my mind, he does a flourish, like a spin when he leaves.
Me too.
Okay, good, good. This is not me.
I see him like do his arms like a near.
Yeah, yeah, like Mary Tyler Moore.
And then as he runs, he looks like Yu-Gi-Oh. With his arms Yu-Gi-Oh? Back.
Jack, it's past. Jack doesn't understand your 90s references.
I don't even know either. That's just what the kids tell me.
Oh,
okay.
Trying to be hip.
I forgot how to do this, man. I thought I was going to read off like some splats and stuff, but
no, that's for the, to choose from. Yeah, it's the elite list. This is a regular list.
Wow, this really is a.
It's a whole really new realm.
Yep.
Jack, what is your leader? Please, let's get through this.
Okay, fantastic. So, team building exercise. We're doing the corporations. And starting off, I went with the Corporation Marine Sergeant. The model kind of looks like a girl, so I'll keep referring to it as a girl, but I don't know if that's factual. So please disregard that if you really care about what gender I put on the model.
Well, you know, if you want to make it a girl, make it a girl. It's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So she's 22 points stock, which is cheaper of the three options. I did give her the Genling 340 Frontiersman for 4 points.
Nice.
To give her a little something-something.
That fancy new gun.
Yeah. And I gave her some ammo because I hope she uses it. Now, her recon 6+ and her tactician's 1, not great, but the list I have isn't going to be a recon list. It's not going to be a lot of rangers. It's not going to be like a Pathfinder type, you know, list. So she does just fine for me. And she has an all right, I'm not going to say it's a groundbreaking splat. It's called Overwatch. And the nuts and bolts of it is if a model that has the rapid fire ability, if an enemy moves into that square, is going to move into that square, her splat allows that model to take a shot first. Now there's some caveats and some things about you don't get the clear shot, but if you have the hollow sight and it works, whatever. It's quite the long. I don't know, Coach, if you wanted to read the entire thing or if for the sake of brevity we can.
Well, all right, so I'll paraphrase it because, and then I'll give you a little history about it afterwards.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Basically, let's say someone's going to move into your cube to get a fight. You use a splat and you could shoot at the person that's coming in before you resolve the fight action. So they're coming in and you basically shoot them before they get in there. Now, you do not get clear shot, which makes sense, high ground or friendly fire. Okay. So you're not going to get anything from that, but you will get a penalty. You will get a bonus for holo sight and sniper scope. If she happens to have, you know, if that person happens to have it. So if you have a sniper's getting attacked and you use Overwatch, they'll get the +2 dice, but they won't get it if they're higher or anything else. That's it. And then this free shoot action cannot be used for firing for effect. So, you know, it's pretty cool. Like, you know, you're about to get attacked and you're like a gunslinger, pang, pang, you know, like that. And the reason that Overwatch is probably the longest special rule out there is because when we first got into the rules committee and we were working on GCPS, the thing was to get the GCPS done and then the FAQ. And the rule was, you know, basically what I just described. But, you know, my thing was like, well, are you going to get a +2 for clear shot? And then I think someone else said, well, what if you have a holo sight? Well, what if you have a sniper scope? Well, what if you're above? Well, what if you, you know, like all parameters? So what we had to do is write everything down and write it as Overwatch, and I think it's really well thought out. It's like there's no, if you read this whole thing word for word, I don't think there's any discrepancy on what can and can't happen.
Yeah, no loopholes to find. Oh, well, I'm right. Sure they'll find them. There'll be somebody out there finding some way to hover and.
I don't know, because that's usually me, and I was like, nope, no one's gonna bastardize this rule. So, you know, but I think it's pretty cool. It's a cool rule.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not it's not earth shattering, but I think it's kind of situational. But I can see times when it just really it could be a game changer for an instant in a real fun way. So you know, I kind of like it.
And it is the only thing, it is situational because an enemy model moves into a cube containing an unactivated friendly model.
Right.
And it has to be equipped with the rapid fire ability. So that's the only caveat to it is make sure you have rapid fire and you can only use it when it's unactivated. So if you use it on an activated model, you know, it won't work. It's almost similar to Recon's rule. The
duck and move one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the one rope-a-dope.
Yeah.
But you have to be unactivated. So, but that one is a little. I don't know, that one could be if you are activated. This one, I could see if you're unactivated. You know, you're not ready yet. You know.
Yeah.
You're kind of on guard.
You haven't spent your time aiming and shooting or anything yet.
Right. 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 And then the thing is if you do this, let's say you kill the person before they get in, you still got your activation ready to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, very cool. Very cool rule.
Yeah. It doesn't use the activation. Like you're still you don't become activated after using it. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah. That's cool.
So, yeah. And, so like I said, she didn't overwhelm me with the tactician and the recon, but she saves on 4+ and she's got the one armor. So,
That pistol gives her rapid fire too, right? So she can use her own ability.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, the Frontiersman's pretty cool. It's a you get. I'm sorry, let me get to it. So it's basically 4.0 VPs. The only problem, range 4, but you have rapid.
That's fire. That's better than a regular pistol, though.
Yeah, and then weight of fire 1.
Yeah, so that's fire and weight of fire. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically you're paying an extra. You're paying an extra 4 points because a pistol is 0 points for rapid fire and weight of fire 1. So not bad.
Yeah,
and she's the only one who can take it because it's a leader ability.
And she's only 22 points. So adding another 4 points to her, she's still pretty cheap.
Right.
It's only 26 points for a leader. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, but then, you know, she becomes 30 because Jack's got to give her AP ammo.
I had some points left over and I thought I had to get 2 people ammo. Though I don't want to spoilers, but I need 4 points to use. So
you just gave her regular ammo, not AP ammo, though, right?
Right, right. I gave her.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So you're at 28 points.
Now. Still pretty cheap. Yeah.
Still good. Yeah. Still good. You know, an armor 1 save 4. That's it's not bad, man. Not bad at all.
That's nice. That's why that's what kind of won me over when I looked at that and I thought she's got some survivability. 4 saves 4. Yeah, that's not bad. Okay.
On your troops, please.
To follow that up.
Oh, there he is. There he is. There.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I went with 4 corporation veterans.
Nice. So
they've got 5s across the board. Their stock weapon is a range 8 rapid fire, weight of fire 1.
It's range weapon, 6, I believe, but yeah.
Which is
range 6, yeah.
Oh, okay, range 6. So that's nice. That's a
just good
stock with that.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice gun for just stock. Yeah,
I gotta tell you, man. I gotta tell if I may, that weight of fire on these freaking guys is so bad against you know, when you play against them. It's always – they always roll an 8 all the time. It's terrible, man. It's really terrible, man. But, yeah, that's a great – oh, man, laser carbine is awesome. That's – I'll tell you what, man. That's like my favorite gun out of this whole thing. It's just, you know, here, you know, you're walking down a line on the ready line. Hut, hut, 1, 2, 3, 4. And they give you one of these. You're like, yes, yes.
And you it's know? Got that rapid fire so they can use the splat with them, which is good.
Yep. Oh yeah, he's the Overwatch splat.
Yep, and but the weight of fire is nice. So that's and for 11 points, you can't. I thought they were the best choice for a troop.
Mm. And most of the GCPS guys, the stock stuff, they come with laser rifles and stuff. So they have the rapid fire rule. 90% of their stuff have the rapid fire rule, and You know, I mean, if you want to get some of the other stuff, the you know, the more expensive stuff with hollow sights and heavy and sniper scopes don't have it, but the stock weapons have it, you know, so that's nice. You know, if you take her knowing that you're going to have a bunch of rapid fire weapons, then, you know, it'd be smart to stock up on those.
Or at least, you know,
a good portion.
Yeah. And it's a good weapon as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
So those are my troops. So then I have two Rangers, and I gave them the LR-45 DMR, the marksman rifle. With the that one comes with the hollow sight and for 8 points.
Yeah, stock.
That's nice. Now they're shoot five, fight five, save five. That's decent. Mm-hmm. But they have the aerial deployment rule.
Oh yeah.
So I suspect we're going to see in our lists quite a few Rangers. I stuck with two because my list wasn't going to be that recon. Remember I said I didn't care about the Marine Sergeant's recon 6 plus, because I'm going to stick with just the two. One of them I gave the comlink.
Oh,
well. Which is just basically a spotter ability. It's just another one of the numerous skills all that are basically a spotter. Mm-hmm. And then next I have the Marine Specialist, whom I gave the grenade launcher for 8 points.
To use the spotter with.
So I can use the comlink with. And after that, my next specialist is the Heavy Weapons Squad. I gave them the laser cannon option for 8 points. And that's got the AP3, and that's I've got a lot of way to fire. I've got a lot of way to fire in this because I like the fact that you can, you know, pin people down, bog people down, but I needed some AP and AP3. It's heavy, but I was considering some other options because the Heavy Weapons Squad has a few others, but I went with the laser cannon because of the AP. And I gave them ammo because I had the extra 2 points. So 12 points for the squad, 8 points for the laser cannon, and the extra two for the ammo. It's a decent. I can see why people will say, "Hey, you could have took for that. You could have took two other guys." You know what? But
things going to be shooting pretty good. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And finally, I took a Corporation Strider with the heavy burst laser for so that's 30 points for the Strider, 8 points for the heavy burst laser, and that's got suppression, way to fire, and a nice range 10 is nice, so that'll reach out and touch someone. So that comes to a total of 10 models, 200 points, and 21 VP.
Nice. I knew right away when you said I'm taking the four troops for whatever reason, I knew you were taking a Strider.
Oh,
that's Jack's thing now. He's got to take those Striders. He loves them.
Mm-hmm. Am I becoming predictable?
No, just, you know, I know you probably just painted one. So
no, but I'm still riding high on the Strider, the latest version of the Strider that's got
climbing up
solid and yeah.
Striders are amazing now.
I think they're a lot better now. And you know what though, They're not unkillable. They do go down because they are bullet magnets, and you can get through them. You know, you get some AP in there, you can get through them.
Right.
You know, they're not. I mean, if you get in combat with them, they're fight of five. You know, and these guys are. I don't mean to say only armor three, but they're only armor three compared to like an Iron Ancestors. So you know, it's still good. Still good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I went with more of an elite list, but I, you know, gave a couple extra weapons here and there and kept the number down. But I kind of like it. I'd like to try it one day, but we'll see. So that's my list.
Well, before we go on, Coach, you want to talk about all these new rules? We did go over a lot of new rules here. We got comlink, we got the marksman rifle, and we got aerial deployment and weapons teams. Like, that's all new stuff here. It's new ground.
You want to go over comlink?
Yeah, sure. Let's go over each one just to make sure everybody knows what we're doing here with these things.
Right. Yeah, so with the GCPS, there was an opportunity to add a bunch of stuff. And I don't know how this is going to trickle down into the other factions, but, you know, a few extra rules here and there helped. And also the Veerman kind of showed it too, because there was a few new rules in there. But basically, Comlink is Spotter. Remember Spotter?
Yeah, like Jack said, yeah.
Oh, man, I love Spotter from version one. That was one of my favorite things. So, but you place a token in a cube within the model's line of sight. Models throwing grenades or using indirect weapons treat this as being within their line of sight, which is awesome. So you can hide a guy and you can lob stuff at that the cube that they're in, and you only need one success as opposed to two, you know, when it's not line of sight.
Yeah, I wish Asterians had this thing. Imagine my Asterian list with this. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. The only thing is you have to be within you have to be within the weapons range. You can't, you know, like if your weapon range is 4 and it's a 7, you know, 7 cubes away,
you got to move up. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically the marksman rifle, the Accutech LR-45 DMR, this reminds me almost of the one from Containment Protocols. You remember when the girl is on the motorcycle and she has that weapon? It reminds me of this. So it's basically, it's a gun that comes stock with a hollow sight in it.
Yeah, it's like a baby sniper rifle.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. It's definitely a bargain, man. It really is a bargain. It's only 8 points, but you will get you're going to get nav for 1 victory point extra. So it's range 8 hollow sight and light marksman. So not everybody can take it. So it's the it's your baby sniper rifle, but it's not heavy and it has a hollow sight on it. So it's definitely worth it, man. I mean, you know, this is and in the items, GCPS do not get a holosight like everybody else does, like the Enforcers or, you know, some other factions. So, you know, if you want a holosight or a sniper rifle, you're going to have to take a holosight or a sniper rifle, you know, with the sniper scope on it. Trip mine is a range 4 grenade, 1 use trap, and it's a frag 3. So basically, you take a trip mine, which is a rare item, it's 6 points. And it has the trap rule, which is when a weapon with the trap rule is used, place a trap token in a targeted cube. So basically, it's almost like a claymore, and you could decide to blow it up or not blow it up. So now, you know, one of the things is like you're going to put it in a cube, but you could put it in like an advantageous cube. You know what I mean? Like something in front of an objective or something like that. And, you know, it was hard because we were trying to figure out a way to hide it, but there's really no way to do that.
You know, like, it's just that you put it in. Yeah. It's everybody can see it's there, but you have to choose if you're willing to go like at a choke point or somewhere, like you say, a objective square or something that
you get blown into it. You run through it and the guy chases you and you can decide to blow it up or not, or you can decide to walk into it if you got something really strong and that's solid that won't be blown up. You know, you could do that. Aerial deployment. This is what Jack was talking about with the Rangers. So basically, what you're going to do is once you deploy your both forces, but before any scout or recon moves, you use aerial deployment, and you can drop these guys in any cube you want. They can't be in your opponent's deployment zone, and they have to be at least 2 cubes away from the nearest enemy. So, you know, when we first started doing this and we were play testing it, you can drop them anywhere. And that was crazy. You know, it's like, okay, so I'm going to hide my leader in the back here, you know, Halo guys come out of the sky and drop in on you. So what we did was there was a few extra things. It's almost like a scout move, but it's not as, I don't think it's as powerful as scout and recon, because you have to do it before that. If you could do it during scout or recon, it might be very OP, but it's pretty good. You know, listen, you want to get a guy up here, you know, with a sniper rifle. I think Jack, you gave him the DMRs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So now you got him up there. So you have like a mini sniper unit deployed on a higher level somewhere where you need them.
Yeah, because it has to be the topmost level they're on. So if you got some towers to really command the board with some snipers, that's a nice way to do it.
Or if you see something the way your opponent deployed and you want to just drop them somewhere else, like maybe two, you know, it's almost like a free sprint action. So you can move them up a little bit because before anybody deploys, everybody's in the deployment zone. So you have to be at least two cubes away from them. You could be right up and close and personal. So, you know, you got to play with it, but you don't want to do too many of these because you might be up in there. And then if it doesn't work out, you know, you're going to be in a world of hurt real quick. So, you know, that's aerial deployment. And the only other one was weapons team. Now this one sent a shockwave across the Dead Zone universe because once this was written for these guys, it was changed in all the weapons teams that anybody who had a weapons team, like the Rebs or the
Plague. Well,
then the Plague, those guys. Because remember, you had to take a loader as a troop, and that would be your troop tax to take the gun. So right now, you don't need it. So it's typically armed with a mortar, laser cannon, or the man portable support weapon. So it's basically you get the big Strider base, you put the two guys on it with a gun. So what do you want to do? You want to do crew served, you know, you want to do the laser weapon or whatever. So now, as opposed to two guys with two wounds each, you know, because they would be size one, you have one thing that is on the base and it's three wounds. So you need four wounds to kill it, which was, I think it was the same as before, but now you could still shoot it with, you could still shoot it now like you did before. The only thing is different is you can shoot it every round if you don't take a wound. But once you get a wound or one of the guys is injured, then now it has a slow reload. So when you think about it, you can use the command dice on it before you get a wound on you. So, you know.
And it actually kind of makes medics worthwhile because they can go heal it.
So now, because they're size three, you put a medic in with them and he can heal them and you'll never have the slow reload rule because they'll be healed unless you get two wounds. Then you're in a world of hurt. But before that, before they get a wound on them, you know, you can use your command dice unless you have the indirect weapons. You know, you can't do, you can't add the extra dice and the modifiers and whatnot. But, you know, if you have Jack, you took the laser rifle, right? What did you take? I'm sorry.
Laser cannon.
Yeah, I took the laser cannon.
Yeah, you could use dice on it because it's not indirect. So you can go to town, you know, unless they're injured.
Yep.
And that's it. That's all the new abilities. So this is groundbreaking stuff here, man. As, you know, with all the different guns, all the different loadouts and stuff. This was the one that... The Strider now has a burst laser that we got in the infestation, you know, the return to Nexus side, those guys in there. So, you know, a lot of really cool stuff in here. And the new rules are, I like them a lot. It's not too much. But it fits them. You know, what do you guys think about the new stuff?
Well, I like the heavy weapon squad now that's the way it probably should have been, or if not should have been now. This is the right way to do it. So the rest have to change. Like this is a streamlined. You get the right size base. You can make a little mini diorama on there if you want. It's just the way it should be. The rest of it, there's a lot to go over. There's a lot of kit to kind of.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in the last segment for all the other stuff. But
yeah, cut off Jack.
Well, we've been going a while now. We got to talk about our list, Coach.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. I mean, Rob, what do you think about the new stuff? Is it too much or?
Oh no, it's good. This is how the game should go. It's evolving, and that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing I could say that with all these cool rules and all these cool guns and all this awesome stuff, 90% of them save on fives, so they're very squishy.
You know, well, fives are 50-50 chance, right? So that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible, but, you know, Veerman save on fives.
Yeah, but they're rats. They're tough little rats. That makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be back. We'll talk about my list and then Coach's list, and hopefully we'll not talk so long because it's already, like, 40 minutes in. So there you go.
enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right, what up, what up, what up? The award-winning team building exercise back again. We're doing the GCPS. We got Jack's list, which was crazy awesome. And now, right now, Taskmaster will give us his list. What's up? What do you got, Rob?
Well, I think this list really plays to my strong suits, so it should be interesting. Much different from Jack's. So we have some crossover, but not very much, actually. First of all, for my leader, I'm taking the Major General. The Major General, because mostly because he has Recon 5 plus and Tactician 2, which I like. He's 30 points, 3 VPs, he moves 1-2, he's got 1 shield, which is good, and he's size 1, obviously. He's got a pistol and an officer sword, whatever, probably never going to get in combat. But really I like him also because of his splat, because it is a spend an army or special result, and it's a... The active model, so not even him, can make a special action to perform a range 8 indirect 2 attack.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. So people are calling in drone strikes on different people. It's only indirect 2, which is not that powerful, but still, that's pretty fun. You're knocking some guys around.
Well, you also can pin them.
Yeah, that's right. You're knocking them down, pinning them.
Suppressing.
Yep.
Yeah, so worst comes to worst, they're pinned.
Yeah, most likely you're not going to kill anyone, but you're definitely going to knock people out of position. And I do like doing that.
Yeah.
And then for my troops, I took, how many did I take? I keep forgetting how many I took. I took 5 Corporation Marines. I went for the cheaper. I didn't go the super cheap, but I went for the cheaper option. It is only 8 points, 1 VP. They're 5-6-5, no armor, size 1. Only have the laser rifle, which is range 6, rapid fire. It's got rapid fire, it's all right, but mostly I took these guys because they were cheaper, and I went for the cheaper option in my list. Because I had to make room for my specialists are 5 Rangers.
Whoa.
Three of which have ammo, 1 has AP ammo, and 1's naked because I ran out of points. But... And with them, they all have the LR-45 DMR, as we talked about before. Everybody with holosights. I said, if you're going to do this, you got to go big. Because like Coach said, you're probably going to get killed. But if you get 5 guys dropping in on the highest points, you're going to have some nice crossfire from these holosights. All of them are going to have shooting from above, which is nice. So you're going to get +2 dice right off the bat. And, yeah, you might be able to kill a lot of stuff. This is Alpha Strike kind of, list. Either you're gonna kill a lot of stuff in the beginning and hopefully, survive long enough to take some objectives or do some damage without getting killed. But,
right.
But I do like the Rangers, and that arrow deployment is something I really think would be fun.
So, how much is the DLR? How much is that again?
The DMR is, yep. Let me see here.
DMR, I'm sorry.
The DMR is 8 points.
8 points.
Yeah.
Oof.
Pretty expensive.
Oof.
So each of these guys are 26 points for each of my Rangers.
Oof. And 3 VPs.
And 3 VPs, yep.
Oh, man. Line them up, Rob. I'm ready.
But they got ammo. They're going to be using that right away. They're going to be shooting, hopefully killing all the high-value targets right off the bat. And that's my thing. That's kind of played the way I play my Asterians, too. You got to kill them quick. Otherwise, they're going to beat you. Same with this list. Right. If you don't kill the high-value targets right off the bat, you're in trouble. But, yeah, I think it wouldn't be fun. It would probably be very annoying to play against your opponent. Your opponent would be like, really? It's like having 5 snipers on a team, but I think it would be kind of fun to see how well it would work. And that's about it. That's 200 points.
Well, that's it?
Yeah. 200 points right on dot, 23 VPs, so a little bit more VPs than Jack, and I have 11 models, which I think is the same as you, wasn't it, Jack? Or you had 10?
Well, one more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
It's only because I took the cheaper troops.
So rapid fire, real quick. Major General, how many troops?
Five.
And then five and five Rangers?
Yep.
That's dirty.
That is dirty. That's the way I roll.
That's how you roll. That's how you do it.
I do it dirty. So, Coach, please tell us that you have something completely different than me and Jack.
Come on. Do we ever disappoint our billions and billions of fans out there on their War Women team building exercise?
Well, I'm sure we disappoint them all the time.
Nobody listens to this tripe anyway.
Oh.
But anyway, so here we go. We start off with the Corporation Major General.
Oh.
Got to do it. Yeah, hell yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because Tactician 2, brother.
Yeah, that's why I like that tech too.
He's got a 4-5-5, and I'll tell you what, this SOB survives a lot, and he's got the AP1 sword. So just in case you want to get cute, you want to throw a Peacekeeper or an Enforcer in there, he does all right for himself, okay? And, you know, you might as well fight. It's one of those things like it's survive or fight the same. You're going to fight. 5-up recon, so not bad, not good, just, you know, middle of the road. It's not the 6 like the other leader, so it's right ahead of the curve right there. The drone strike is cool because it's a range 8 from anybody. So if you move people up or you activate someone, you could do a range 8 attack, man. You know, it's okay. It's okay. It's pretty cool. So, you know, and that's just good for bumping people off. So now, as my troops, hold on, I got to count. I took 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Corporation veterans. Okay. Yeah. I went with the vets, man, because you gotta do it. Just gotta do it. Okay. So, you know, the weight of fire that, like I said before, I don't know if I mentioned it, but damn, that weight of fire always comes in handy for these guys. And I mean, they're not great. They're your standard guys. You know what I mean? They got the 5-5-5 across the board. You know, not bad at all, man. Not bad at all. I like them a lot. Okay. Then when I went with my specialists, I took 3, 1, 2, 3 Marine specialists. And of course, you know, got to give them the Accutech DMRs. You know, just have to do it. So, you know, I was on the fence with taking the Rangers, but I had a feeling that you guys were going to take Rangers. So, but when I looked at it, if you think about it, all right, the Rangers are great. They really are great. But the thing is, they're 16 points. And then, you know, you're going to give them something. So it starts to get expensive. But for the same shoot stat and no armor, no aerial deployment, it's half price. And you could take a Marine specialist. That's why I gave him the thing. So, you know, that's like your mini sniper right there with the DMR with the holosight in it. I just, you know, I like it. Try to get these guys up, hopefully win the recon, maybe get a scout or whatever. Just get them up there. And then the thing is, 2 of them, because I didn't have enough for 3, but 2 of them have comlinks. Okay.
Comlinks are rare, I think.
Yep, they're rare. So I only took 2 of them. Okay. For 200 points.
Yeah.
Okay. And I didn't take anything else. You know, the only addition I gave was the DMRs, but that's equipment. So you don't, you know, there's no max and mini on that. So two comlinks with those guys, because I figure if one dies, at least I have another one. And the reason I took 2 of those is because I took 2 heavy weapon squads with mortars.
Oh, both with mortars. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe spread the love around. Hopefully they don't get injured and you throw an extra shoot action on them. And I know it's a long action, but as long as they don't have that slow reload, you know, you could use that on them.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if they're heavy or not. Yep.
No, but the only thing is you can't add the extra dice or, you know, all that other good stuff. But, you know, I mean, Jack, you know, I know you're the guy who's actually have range time with mortars, you don't run around the field with a mortar shooting it, right? You usually set up in one spot and lay down fire, right?
Yeah, in real life, you set up, you have a range card, you know exactly where you're going to drop your round, and you just sit and wait until you're told, until you see the people come to you, they reach that spot, you let them have it. But your list is very much like the one I started. That is almost the same list that my first one when I was dealing with it. You know, I was the same with the comlink, the same with the mortars, almost the same thing.
And how many points is that? Is that everything?
That's 200 points.
Nice.
Sans rebel snipers.
Wow. More rebel snipers.
Yeah, but that's 200 points on the list. I was debating to take. It was weird because I did. I had the Corporation Veterans and one Corporation Marine, because I had 8 points left over. And I said, should I take another guy or should I try to do the Marine Specialist, give them the comlinks, you know? And I thought maybe that the 8 points split up, four and four would be a little bit more. I could utilize it better that way. You know, I mean, even if they die, I can get one or two shots off because, you're going to hide these guys. I'm not going to put these guys out in plain sight. With the spotter ability like that, giving them, just rolling a one. And plus these guys, the weapon squads, they of course are regular Marines or they're regular corporation troopers that shoot on fives. So you might need that extra dice, rolling three dice on a five. But the mortar is cool because it's an indirect four.
Yeah.
And
it's nice.
Range eight. Yeah, range 8, heavy support. It's a heavy weapon, but now the you could actually move them around. Use a move dice on them. Before you have the slow reload. I mean, there's a lot of cool things. That was the thing when we were making this. That was the debate. I was like, wait a minute. So now that they are the way they are, you can actually move them around, and then if you have a shoot dice or something, you could use it on them. So it's pretty cool. So, like indirect, we should maybe say, you don't need line of sight, though both shooting models, firing is a three dice shoot test with no modifiers. So you can't even use the, command dice on them. So you're just rolling three dice on it. So by having that comlink in there makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
Cause you can't add four dice to it, unless you've, drank a whole bottle of scotch and then you forget about that rule. But other than that, you really can't, you shouldn't roll, you can only roll the three dice with no modifiers. So that's pretty cool. And I think, I know we didn't take the medic. I guess we'll talk about it in the hate,
Yeah. But we'll talk about other things.
Yeah. But it's pretty, indirect four is awesome.
It is. That's getting up there then.
Well, you saw that against you when you played in the tournament, the plague, right? That he rained blood and fire on you.
Yeah, they did to me what I was doing to other people. So
right, yeah. So at two plague at two.
That's right. Stab me in the back.
Yeah,
no, that's great. I think we had some good lists here, and once again, we're pretty good at making three different lists. They all play a little differently. I think Jax is kind of in between coaches and I, and I think
yes.
It would be a nice combo. And, yeah. Let's get into, after this break, we'll get into what we didn't take and our general thoughts on it. I do have some thoughts about certain things that I'd like to discuss, so I'm sure everybody does. So
yeah,
we'll get into it after this.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Hey, oh, man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
And welcome back to the award-winning team building exercise. And in this portion of the show, we talk about who we took, who we didn't take, and any of the problems we saw with any of the things that we didn't like, or you know, reasons why some people chose something and some people chose some other things. So, so Rob, do you have the list in front of you? You're going to start with the with what we didn't take.
Yep, the Ranger Sergeant. I'm amazed Coach didn't take this one because his splat works well with his list, with your list, eh, Coach? Because you get you can use your splat to re-roll one of your indirect dice, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, well, no, any number. Result roll any number of dice when rolling to hit a target with an indirect weapon or a grenade during a shoot action.
But you can only use the splat once per turn, so you can't roll again. You can't re-roll twice. Huh?
Right. So it's you either take him or you could take some comlinks, but I figured I like the other guy better just because of the tactoo.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? You got to look at that tactician.
Yeah, but the thing with him, he's tac one. You get aerial deployment, but armor one, save on four.
Yeah, 4-5-4. He's pretty good stats. Like he's a good choice too. Like you say that, we didn't take him because he wasn't good. It's just we liked the other stuff better. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. Actually, I was shocked that he wasn't taken. I thought for sure one of you two would have taken him because between the splat, his stats, it's a good leader. It really is.
It is.
It's just a weird that he's the Ranger Sergeant because the Rangers can't take indirect weapons.
Right.
That's the only thing I find weird about him. Because I would have taken my Rangers, would have had indirect weapons because imagine being high up. Well, that's probably why they don't have them because you're dropping grenade launchers onto deployment zones right the first round from above. So it's like you have clear line of sights and stuff. That'd be tough.
Yeah. You're also wasting a splat though. You know, you know, the comlink is there. If the guy's still alive, it's there all the time. You know, if you get one or two splats and you don't throw a grenade or let's just for argument's sake, say at this point in time, you know, you roll, you shoot, your guys are wounded. You have a slow reload on there. Next round comes off. I take the slow reload off, but I don't roll any splats.
Yeah.
It's very like, you know, all the stars have to line up with a baby zebra in the middle of August to make it really work.
It's the classic. It's a really powerful splat. So it is situational because it is so powerful because rerolling misses on a indirect shot, you're pretty much guaranteed to hit at that point.
Right.
You'd have to be really bad roller to miss at that point.
I mean, you could, you know, like we were saying before, you only roll three dice, and if you get one hit and one success, and you need two, you could reroll those two. That's gold.
That's pretty powerful.
Oh yeah.
So next thing we didn't take is the corporation recruit. I think we can all agree that a 7+ shoot is devastatingly bad for only 2 points less than the corporation marine. That's a major step down.
It's
6+ shoot, 7+ fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a 5 save.
Yeah. Well, the 5 save, they're all 5 saves, but
I'm just saying.
Yeah. For 2 points more, I went for the Corporation Marines because they were the cheap choice. I think the recruits, you'd have to really need some need to get some troops in there to get some specialists to use these guys. You'd have to have a reason to use them.
But then again, you take 10 of them for 6 points. They're only one VP. They survive on a 5. They shoot on a 6. You know, it's...
You could hoard it out of it.
Yeah, this is your hoard option, really. It really is.
You're starting to, like, plague type 3s or, you know, like, if you need troop tax and you just want to fill the area with a bunch of... Because if you have 10 of them, you get to roll the hit 10 times. It doesn't, you know, you shoot on 6+, it's pretty bad, but 10 shots at it.
Right. You know, well, the law of numbers, you know, you can get it. I mean, and then again, you know, the only difference between, a stage 3 is 10 points. They're a 6-5-5, but they move a 2-3. You know, they're definitely, you know, we usually say that the 3As are garbage, but they're actually better than these guys.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it's a tight, It matters what you're looking for.
Right.
But yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say, but the... even the Stalkers are probably better than these guys, and they're 2 points more.
They might be the worst troop in the game. We have to see at the end of the year extravaganza.
That's a definite – you know what? I mean, I know I'm not allowed to tell you what to do, Rob, but we should write this down.
Write that one down.
Worst troop in the game.
Yeah.
You know, who would it be? It might,
That'd be a nice discussion. Yeah. So there we go. We'll write that down for the end of the year, award show.
And also, most of the corporation recruits are the old Mantic models from the original.
Yeah. Which I like. I like how they did that.
Yeah.
They're like the smaller little weedy guys. Yeah.
And then the Marines and the corporation veterans are
tougher, bigger,
jacked up. Yeah, they're all jacked up with the cool equipment. Hey, where'd you get that body armor? You know.
And next would be the thing we didn't take is the engineer. Engineer, you really only want to take them if you're going to get sentry guns, I guess. Is that the only real reason?
Yeah. Now that
they also take away trip mines.
Yeah. Now that traps are becoming a thing, soon the veermen will be. Be using those dirty tactics as well. So I think there'll be a day when a corporation engineer might be a pick. All engineers across the board through all the factions, I think there might be a day that you might need to pick them up.
Yeah, but there's no sentry guns.
Yeah, there's.
Where?
Under.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, yeah.
They're under items. Eight and rare. Yeah. So.
Oof.
So yeah, you end up 8 for that plus the 13 for him. That's 21 point model. I'd rather have a ranger.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, man. I mean, I'm sure there's a way to use them, and if anybody does, please comment, send us a line, drop us a line. I've never been successful with the sentry guns.
Yeah, it's very complicated to get something that a normal troop can do anyways. Like it's not like they have anything. It's not like you can put them in Overwatch or something like that where they could maybe be effective, but
exactly. I mean, for 8 points, you're getting, like you said, a Marine or a Marine specialist for 8 points. And, you're not taking up 2 rares.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I've never liked sentry guns.
No,
that's just my play style, but I'm not a fan of them at all. And I know the engineers they're awesome and cool. And, you know, if there's, you know, all one of the booby traps in the thing, they disarm it. So I don't know. I'd rather have a guy blown up than take an engineer.
Yeah, just in our house rules book, we say that all engineers should gain the spotter ability. It would make engineers useful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, because they're not cheap either. 13 points.
Yeah. Why are they so much more expensive than a Marine specialist? What do they do special?
Well, I think the whole thing with you don't take a Marine specialist just to take them. You know, because you could take a corporation Marine for 8 points. You take a Marine specialist.
Yeah, throw a weapon on
to throw a weapon on him. So even though he's 8 points, you know you're throwing at least an 8 to 10 point gun on him.
But you're wasting a specialist slot for an engineer, where you could almost you could have 2 recruits, but you could have a Marine and a good weapon on him. You know, like
right.
Yeah.
Yep. And the last thing we didn't take was the medic. In the past, we've really crapped on medics, but like now with that crew service weapon, medics are coming into their own a bit. Like that actually would really help to throw 13 points again, but throw him with the weapon.
Yeah. Well, now that before the crew serve weapon, you know, it's only a size 3 and you can throw him in there with you, but you'd have to take, you know, I mean, I took 2, so I need 2 in there. They're 13 points a piece, though.
Yeah, it's a little expensive.
That's the crazy thing, you know.
If they were 8 points, it'd be worth it, I think.
Right.
It's at 13. That's a pretty expensive for just getting a heal. You could put a med pack on a guy for 5, right?
Yeah, and they remove 1 damage counter by taking a special action. Mm-hmm. So you know, I don't think you can do it twice because that would be 2.
No,
special
you can't
actions
do 2 actions in a row.
Right. So, you know, I mean, it'd be cool if you can, you know, heal.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't even do that. So,
No, you can't do that.
Or even if it was, if you heal up to their max automatically, not just 1 point. It's so if you get some big vehicle or something, you could heal them right up.
Yeah. But, you can't, it doesn't work on vehicles or,
no, I mean like a monster of some sort. So the plague have medics?
No.
Yeah, so that's the only group it'd work for. If you had like a aberration or something, you'd throw a medic on him to heal him right back to max after you beat him down a bit.
Well, I mean, you couldn't do that because he's a size 4.
No, he couldn't even be in his square. That's right. Funny.
You know, that would be good for like Teratons or you know, stage twos, you know, stuff like
size
that.
Size three stuff, yeah. I forgot Aberration size four. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But bear with me for a second. On the engineer, what if the engineer had the ability to repair, just like the med kit, exact same?
Or just like the medic, yeah.
Mechanic. You're standing beside a Strider. Standing beside a, you know, any of the vehicles, just like that. A little heal.
Well, I mean, the only vehicle you could take with this is a Strider. That wouldn't be bad.
He's a size four, so, like, it wouldn't work. But, like, something like that, would that make the engineer...
Maybe if he was in, like, an adjacent queue because it's so big, he could reach in and something like that. That's not a bad idea. That really isn't.
And then you could also give a medic another ability, like almost an invigorate or something, so they both have two abilities. Yeah. Anyways, for weapons, the only things I'd like to mention, nobody took any trip mines.
No.
Which are the new ability. A little fiddly to put stuff down. And like you say, it's a little situational where you'd have to put it in some place that people actually go.
Right.
And I think that the new marksman rifle there has made sniper rifles pretty obsolete. Why pay for a 12-point sniper rifle when you get 8-point? You're only getting another one die. Range 10, range 8, same thing on a dead zone board. So.
And no, you're not getting any AP with that either.
Well, they do have an AP sniper rifle, but doesn't have a sniper scope. So you can either get AP1 for 8, or for only 6 points, you get AP1. That's kind of cool. But the actual regular sniper scope is, the one with the sniper scope, I should say, is 12 points. 12-point sniper rifles now. With this marksman rifle, I'd much rather have the marksman rifle.
Yeah, well, but it's basically the same thing. The only problem is the 1 6-point is a range 10 heavy, 8 in VP1, AP1. It says light sniper, but you don't have a sniper scope.
Yeah.
And then
it's just a sniper type. Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, like we were saying before, there's no holosight, so you couldn't do it.
You can't even put one on.
So I don't even know why this is a light sniper rifle. This is almost like a heavy machine gun almost, you know, with the – just that you get an AP1 as opposed to
– Well, I guess it's like a sniper rifle without a scope. Like it's – you're using the rail scope on it. So you're like a old school sniper.
Yeah.
But I think that marksman rifle is a great addition to this list. That really gives them something a little different.
Oh, the DMR is awesome. For 8 points, it's a bargain.
Oh, yeah.
And the Frontiersman's kind of cool, too. That's a nice little pistol. A little expensive. Maybe should be only like 2 points or something, but it's still fun.
But, you know, the only one who could take it is a leader, and I know Jack did it, but I'm not too crazy about giving a leader something like that. I mean, it's only 4 points. It's not a huge drain, but, you know, like when you put an energy shield on somebody or, you know, you're talking about 6, 7, 8 points, whatever it is.
Well, you'd only put it on that one leader, too. I wouldn't think you'd put it on the other two. What's the point? You have to put it on that one so that she can use your Overwatch ability.
Right. So she has way to fire and rapid fire, you know.
Yeah. Anything else you guys see that's jumping out at you guys?
The energy gauntlet.
Yes.
You know, I don't know why. I mean, only the leader can take it.
Yeah, so you could take off the one guy's sword, which is AP1 for a knockback. I'd rather have the AP1 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the Corporation Marine Sergeant comes with it.
Yeah.
Oh, so does the Ranger Sergeant too.
Yeah. So now you have to decide, because Jack decided, I decided to take the mortar, and Jack took the laser cannon, which is AP3 heavy. My mortar is indirect 4 heavy. Now, what's nice is you actually have two extra things to choose from. You could have taken an autocannon, which is only 4 points, 0 VP.
Yeah, 4 points.
Range 6, suppression, and weight of fire 1, which is the autocannon that it's almost like the Forgefather autocannon. The only thing is with that is you can take that with your Forge Guard or even a Steel Warrior Specialist. The missile launcher, which is... I got to tell you, range 10, right? 1 VP, range 8, AP1, frag 3 heavy. This is a missile launcher. It's a frag 3 missile launcher with, you know, AP1. That's the way this is the way I see the Enforcer's missile launcher. And I know it's part of the crew serve weapon, but you can probably you know, I mean, the guys with the power armor can figure out how to.
Yeah, that's how I was thinking. Maybe give it to the peacekeepers.
Yeah, or even just a regular enforcer.
Yeah.
You know, AP1 frag. You know, direct. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Jack, you took the heavy burst laser as opposed to the Polaris cannon or the chainsaw assault flamer. What was the rationale behind that?
Because it has the weight of fire. I liked the burst laser for what I needed in the list. Now, like, because if I was going to go with the assault flamer and the chainsaw, that's like a hand to hand something other. Mm. But I would have to run up, and a lot of my stuff, like the crew serve weapon, wouldn't be able to keep up. And my grenade launcher guy, I was keeping back. So so for the heavy burst laser, the range 10, he can stay back with everyone. It was. I thought it just blended in with my team better.
Mm. I mean, it's good. Suppression and weight of fire too is nothing to sneeze at.
No.
So now we got a few other ones too. The laser rifle. Well, that's certain guys have that. I'm sorry. Shotgun, 1 point, range 2, knockback.
Yeah, the problem is the range.
Range 2. Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take a range 3 on the protest.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Flamethrowers, 4 points, range 2, volatile, it burns. One of my favorite, well, it used to be my favorite rule until it got nerfed, but range 2, man. Oh, God. And these guys are squishy. You know, I could see throwing a flamethrower on a peacekeeper, or even on a flamethrower on a enforcer with a shield. But yeah, the range too, man. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's hard to. Why? Yeah, at that point, you want to punch somebody if you're that close.
Yeah.
But what I really appreciate with this new list, and hopefully it goes the way it's laid out in the book, anyways, and hopefully it goes across all the factions from here on out, is the equipment has a picture of what it is and the name underneath it. It's just it's one page of just like, this is this. So if you're modeling your guys, you can make it look the way it's supposed to. There's no question. Is this the thermal rifle? Is this a flamethrower? Like, I appreciate it. Most people probably don't care.
I think a lot of people do care because there's a lot of WYSIWYG guys.
Yeah, there was a lot of lot of guys were saying that.
Okay. This is the way all the new factions should look with this booklet that came out. That's hopefully in the future, all of them get this rebooted booklet like this, because this is amazing.
I have a feeling that this is the new wave of the future for them. You know, well, you know, when Dead Zone came out, you know, you look at the regular rule book, there wasn't so much variety as we have now, especially since the FAQ came out, you know. Yeah. So I think Mantic moving into the future is going to, you know, we discussed this last episode. I mean, I'm willing to pay $20 for a cool book like this. I mean, the artwork is awesome. You know, they put the cool models in it. I mean, we love looking at models, but you want to know, you want to know. And I mean, guys, come on. I mean, this is us. You talk about the ultimate tyrants on the other side of the microphone that I'm here. I won't go ultimate tyrant, but if I get a faction, I'm going to buy everything. So, you know, I'm not going to have to put other than maybe the striders or the crew serve weapons where you'll magnetize. I'm going to have a heavy laser rifle guy. I'm going to have Accutech guys. I'm going to have a Polaris cannon, and, you know, I'm going to have all that stuff, you know, guys with the laser rifles, guys maybe have a shotgun. Maybe I'll make one guy with a flamethrower if I feel a little crazy that day, you know. Definitely have a guy with a grenade launcher, because that's just, the grenade launcher looks cool, you know.
Yeah. So especially with those Warpath box sets now, you get so many models in there. You get a lot of selection to do that. So
especially if you're doing it for Dead Zone, man, you'll have two of everything.
Yeah.
Minimum of two of everything. So, you know,
I like the way it's going. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, and it's like anything else. You know, as time goes on, eventually, you know, we're gonna have all this stuff here. The only thing is, I think one or two new rules. Like, these guys have a few new things. So, you know, the Comlink, the Marksman rifle, and the Trip Mine are new items, you know, brand new items. Mm-hmm. But aerial deployment, weapons team, and trap. Now, weapons team was put in this, but it serves for everybody. You know, it was in the FAQ and whatnot. But aerial deployment and trap for these guys are in here. And that's kind of the flavor of the GCPS. They're going to get this. We don't want to go back to version one where there's so many rules, you know. And, you know, I know that I've beat a bunch of opponents just because I remember everything.
It's true.
You know?
No, it's just, I think it's, they have to evolve because if not, it gets boring. You got to have different things going on for each other, or the factions all feel the same. I think that's one of the highlights of Dead Zone is that all the factions are different. So
right, and every faction doesn't have to have the same stuff. No, I'm a firm
variety.
Listen, you just pick your favorite faction right now. Just think about it. All right, so play along at home. Okay, if you're driving, please keep your hands on the wheel. But if you're at home, you want to pull out a book. Go ahead. You don't want the Forge Fathers to be like the Plague.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't want the GCPS to be the Enforcers. They should be different, and they should both have, like, the Enforcers should have something that makes them unique that the GCPS doesn't have. But the GCPS has something that makes them unique that the Enforcers don't have. So when they go up against each other, it's not, you know, vanilla versus vanilla. It's vanilla versus chocolate, but the chocolate has some sprinkles, but then the vanilla has some, you know, maybe raspberry on top, whatever you're flavoring it. You know what I mean? It's got to be different because then it's just two idiots banging rocks together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I don't like that. Now, there's enough, I think, variety in Dead Zone where we can both play GCPS like we look now and have three different flavors on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have different play styles, different things we can bring to the table that would make it, you know, so different. And I see, I'm getting all charged up. That's why I love this game.
Yeah. Future's looking bright.
Yeah, yeah. It is good, man. And I like they're doing too. It's like, all right, you can download these things for free, but if you buy the new pack, you're going to get these free rules and this cool thing. And I forgot who did it. I'm sorry if you're listening and you're on Facebook. He basically got the Asterium booster, and he like cut out the things that you got in the pack, and he glued them to his rule book.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know, when you get the thing, it's the perfect size. It's basically the rule book page size. And he just did that. And he was like, oh, look, I did this and this. It's perfect. I was like, oh, you're a genius. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And like I say, hopefully a book comes in the future with all the new rules in it. And people will bitch, oh, I got to buy another book. It's one book every 3 years. Suck it up.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you, I'll say it. I played 40K. And
yeah.
And I had a lot of models. So I played four armies, and I would always have to buy four books. And then, oh, the new rule book came out. Well, that's, you know, you're dropping like $50 on that. And, you know, oh, well, there's FAQs, there's this, you know, you just buy the stuff. And when I look back, people used to bitch and moan about it, but I loved reading the stuff. So when I bought a codex, it was like buying a novel. So if they decide to come out with this stuff, a little bit of fluff, a little bit of new rules, you know, fixing things, fixing stats, all that stuff. I'm all for it. I mean, you know, and listen, I love the Dead Zone book, but honestly, I use it so much, it's starting to fall apart. You know, so if I get a brand new book, I would love that in open arms. Open arms.
Well, I think that wraps this episode up. We've already decided what the next army is on the last episode. If you listen to that, I'd like to call it
Not Today
show at the end. There you go, Georgie.
Don't get me started.
So, yeah, somebody else became the Taskmaster at the end of that one. But so next time it will be the Marauders we've chosen.
On the protest, even though Jack picked it and I was on the protest, I think we could say we're all doing it on the protest.
Yes, because it is the Marauders, and who the hell wants to do a Marauder list? But we're doing Elite Marauders next. So come back the end of November for that one. This has been October. It's crazy.
And don't forget that next episode starts the ball rolling and the culmination and the anticipation of the beginning of getting ready for Adepticon.
That's true.
You know.
So until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
Happy Halloween. Go play some Dead Zone. Bye-bye.
Get some free candy, you...
No, no, no. Not in my cage.
Jack, would you like to swear before you go?
Can I?
One, you can. I'll give you one free one.
Make it count.
Balls.
You guys gotta stop with these cursings, okay? Yeah, I'm getting really tired.
Oh, that's
another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?